Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. News Radio 105.9 and WBBMNewsRadio.com.
It's 8:03 Wednesday morning, halfway to the weekend. Good to have you along with us. I'm Cisco Cotto.
And I'm Mai Martinez. It is currently 50 degrees in Chicago under partly sunny skies. Really beautiful start to the day. We'll have that sunshine around this morning, then more clouds are going to move in. Headed to a nice high of 68 degrees. It'll be in the 50s along the lakefront. Tonight, rather cloudy, and then we do have some rain moving in, a low of 47. We'll get more details ahead in the AccuWeather 5-day forecast. Coming up at 8:15.
Our top local story on WBBM, new questions being raised about the traffic stop and the Chicago police officers involved in a deadly shooting last month. WBBM's Andy Dane with more.
In a letter sent to Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling last week, Civilian Office of Police Accountability Chief Administrator Andrea Kirsten brings up a number of concerns. Among them, claims by the Harrison District Tactical Officers that Dexter Reed was pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt. Kirsten writes, quote, COPA is uncertain how the officers could have seen the seatbelt violation, given their location relative to Reed's vehicle and the dark tints on Reed's windows. The Sun-Times reports the letter also raises grave concerns about the officers' abilities to assess the use of deadly force and calls for the four to be stripped of their police powers. Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox.
It will be our job, based on the totality of the evidence, to determine whether the use of force in this case was beyond that force, which is allowable under the law.
The letter also notes the officers involved are under a separate investigation involving a traffic stop for a reported seatbelt violation. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A rideshare passenger is dead after being shot early today. Police say the man was in a vehicle near 69th and Wallace about 1 o'clock this morning when someone in another car opened fire. The victim was taken to a hospital for treatment of several gunshot wounds and was later pronounced dead. Police say they are looking for a dark-colored sedan in connection with the shooting.
A 15-year-old boy was shot in Humboldt Park last night. Police say he was in a park near Central Park and Grand when another male approached and shot him. The boy's being treated for gunshot wounds to the torso. He's reported in good condition.
It appears a strike by Chicago Park District workers has been avoided.
The union representing more than 2,000 Park District workers, SEIU Local 73, says there's a tentative agreement on a new five-year contract. A planned action at a Park District board meeting was called off. So was a planned strike school. The union says the tentative deal includes pay increases, expanded health insurance access, a fair and transparent promotions process, and expanded programming. Members will vote on it in the coming days. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Looks like a legal battle has come to an end between the Obama Foundation and a parks advocacy group.
In October, advocacy group Protect Our Parks argued that the city's agreement to lease a part of Jackson Park to former President Barack Obama's foundation to build a museum and complex would privatize public land. But in a recent court decision, the three circuit court judges wrote that construction is well underway and that Protect Our Parks has failed to show that they are entitled to any relief relating to their overarching claim against the center. With the recent court decision, the center is still on track to open by late 2025. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Johnson administration is hoping it can get big airlines behind a modified plan to expand O'Hare Airport. But that may not be enough for Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin.
United and American Airlines, which both have hubs in Chicago, have since COVID been pushing for a modified O'Hare revitalization plan. The airlines pay for the improvements. But Senator Dick Durbin told a Crane Chicago business gathering he wants to see the full plan developed. John Robertson, Chicago's chief operating officer, says the city is willing to alter the plans to satisfy the airlines.
We met with the airlines and have met with them many times over the course of several months. During the course of that conversation, we came to an understanding about the importance of being able to move this project forward, and specifically accelerating the completion of the O'Hare Global Terminal.
The proposed Global Terminal would handle international and domestic flights, allowing passengers to continue their trips in the U.S. without switching terminals. Robertson says the full expansion would still happen, but in a different order. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Former Chicago Blackhawks coach Joel Quenneville has spoken at length about the sexual assault allegations against the team's one-time video coach.
Quenneville told the Cam and Strick podcast, hosted by former NHLer Cam Jansen, that the first time he knew the full extent of the claims that Brad Aldrich assaulted prospect Kyle Beach back in 2010 came in 2021, when Quenneville was summoned to Commissioner Gary Bettman's office.
It made me sick to my stomach when I read how our video coach assaulted one of the players. And then I was equally more disturbed when I read that he used the power of the coaching office to influence the player.
Quenneville says he was first told that Aldrich was bothering players during the 2010 Stanley Cup run, but did not realize at the time what that meant. He faults himself now for not asking more questions then. Quenneville hasn't coached since the Aldrich report came out. Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.